Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer about absentee voting. The general election is coming up, and with that, can you explain what's happening as far as voting by mail in Iowa and what the Secretary of State's office is doing?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Just last month in June, the Secretary of State was given the power or authority, what have you, by a legislative committee to send out absentee ballot requests. Those will be sent out to all registered voters in Iowa, and I'm not exactly sure yet when those will be sent out. I'm told by a pretty reliable source in the Secretary of State's office that those absentee ballot requests will be mailed out last part of August. So people can be looking for those sometime next month to arrive in the mail. And again, those will be the absentee ballot requests. And it's somewhat similar to what the Secretary of State's office did for the primary back in June, with one big difference. And that is that it will be an absentee ballot request only, and the information for the individual voters will not be pre-populated like it was back for the June primary. In other words, people will need to complete the absentee ballot request themselves, and that includes all the necessary information. So that is one I would consider somewhat of a big change from what people might be accustomed to based on the absentee ballot requests for the June primary election.
And in years past, the auditor's office could help fill some of that information in if somebody, say, forgot the town to, you know, they know that they live in Washington, they forgot to fill out Washington. That's not an option now.
No, that is no longer an option. That changed again. That was another component of the legislation that was passed last month in June. The county auditor's offices are no longer allowed to complete that information. Instead, even though we have the information at hand, we will be required to contact the voter either by phone or email to get the necessary information. And if we're unsuccessful at doing that, then we will send out a letter notifying the person, the voter, that there's still some information that's needed that they will need to supply to us.
And if somebody doesn't receive one of the request forms in the mail, maybe they're a new voter, maybe they haven't voted in a while, so they're not active. How do they register to vote, and how do they request a ballot form?
A couple of different ways. Voter registration, the form that needs to be filled out is available on the Iowa Secretary of State's office. Voters can do that by contacting the Washington County Auditor's Office as well. We will send them the necessary form that needs to be completed.
And is voting by mail secure?
I believe that it is. Now, if people have a concern about that, as far as mailing and especially with regard to their absentee ballot itself, once they complete their absentee ballot or their absentee ballot request, if they're not comfortable sending it in by way of mail, we have a drop box at the west entrance to the courthouse, and you can deposit your voter registration or your absentee ballot once you receive that in that drop box.
And are there any advantages to voting by mail?
Well, personally, I think that there is. Especially with regard to the corona situation, it's a way to vote at home and avoid a visit to the polling places on election day, where there are other people, other individuals. That being said, yes, we will have hopefully the necessary precautions in place on election day at the polls as we did in June. But again, if people are concerned, they can vote absentee from home and avoid going to the polling place on election day. Or they can also come in and vote absentee in person at the courthouse and the auditor's office prior to the election. But again, if people are really concerned, absentee voting and sending in the ballot is probably the way to go.
Without diving into exact numbers, have you seen any trends in recent elections as far as whether voting by mail has increased or decreased locally?
I can say that it definitely had an impact on the election turnout for the June primary that we held. Around 80% of, well, we set new records for voter participation in a primary election, and about 80% of the votes that were cast were voted by way of absentee ballot. So I think it's safe to say that it was pretty popular with voters. You know, once those absentee ballot requests go out, people return them to the auditor's office here in Washington. I think people need to know that they can send those absentee ballots in anytime that they want to. However, the first day that we will actually mail out the absentee ballots is October 5th. So if you send in your absentee ballot request and it doesn't come right away, just please know that we will be mailing them out beginning on October 5th.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer talking about absentee voting. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.